I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater and Drama opens their spring season with the Pulitzer Prize-winning Angels in America, February 4th and 5th, and then the 8th through the 12th. And with us is the director, special guest artist, and IU alumna Jane Page. Welcome back, and what have you been doing since 1980 when you graduated?
Well, it's great to be back. It's great to be back at IU and be a part of the faculty because I'm also getting to teach some classes while I'm here. I'm based in Denver, Colorado, and I've been working regionally sort of all over the country and actually a few times out of the country. I did a show at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland some years ago and went back last year to Vienna. I was there at the English Theater of Vienna last year doing God of Carnage, which was very exciting. And this spring I'll be heading to Cairo in about a month and a half to do Caucasian Chalk Circle.
Wow. Now, the full title of the play is Angels in America, Part 1, Millennium Approaches. Dark sound.
Well, it's a serious play. It's certainly a specific look at a particular time in American history of the mid-80s, the Reagan era. Though it is a serious play, there is plenty of very, very smart humor in it. And I think it really captures the humanity of many different angles of life at that particular time in the United States.
Two of the students that you're directing, Henry McDaniel and Sarah Fisher, are playing their MFA roles. Henry's probably best remembered for villainous roles and Sarah for sympathetic female characters. Fans of these actors are going to see some real stretches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very exciting to have two actors in these roles that are doing it as a thesis show. They're working very, very hard. They've done a tremendous amount of research. And these are, from my understanding, big changes from what their sort of normal landscape is for acting. So I think they're making great, great headway, and they're very exciting. The whole cast is doing some terrific work.
Can you tell us a little bit about Henry and Sarah's characters?
Well, Prior Walter is who Henry is playing, and he is the primary focus of the play, although the play, I think, really has three sort of tracks that you follow. He's a man who has HIV and in 1985 has become AIDS and is in the process of trying to figure out how to live the rest of his life. And he's dying in the course of this particular part. He doesn't die in this particular part, thankfully. And we're sort of tracking the impact of that on the community and his loved one, his partner, and then how that small pebble being dropped in the lake echoes in terms of other people that are sort of 6 degrees of separation from him. So it's this very interesting web of relationships that emerges in the play.
And Sarah plays one of the pebbles?
Yeah, exactly.
Ripples.
She's playing the wife of a young man who are Mormon who comes to know Pryor's partner. She is a woman who has, well, she has some very unique, disturbing sort of situations going on in her own life and her own mental health. They've come from Salt Lake City to New York, and she has, well, challenges, I want to say. I don't want to give all of the specifics away. But she's a remarkably open, energetic actress and is just doing a terrific job.
Angels premiered in the early 90s, and earlier this year, the Department of Theater and Drama put on the musical Rent, dating actually from the 80s and exploring the same period.
It's really interesting. I think people that enjoyed Rent, and Rent is a terrific musical and a telling of a story, will really get a great new lens, an additional lens to this period of time, because though the topic is similar, the take on it, I think, is quite, quite different. So I really hope that people that saw Rent will come back and see Angels.
We've been talking with Jane Page, the guest director for the IU Department of Theater and Drama's production of Angels in America. It plays the 4th and 5th and the 8th through the 12th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.